Hello.
Hi, my name is Cheryl, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested that call? And I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
This is Shanice Smith. I did call. I had put a claim in, and it's just taking forever for it to go through. Because I was working as a home care worker for my mom. I was taking care of her. And then my mom passed away. So they had sent a letter to my house for her to sign in regards to why I was separated from the job. But I didn't want to sign it because I'm not my mother, obviously, and she's no longer here. So it was pretty much nothing for me to, you know, to do for the letter to mail it back. So I didn't know what exactly they were looking for to go ahead and approve my claim. But I've been, you know, claiming every week since October 15th, and, like, the holidays are here, and my bills are piling up, and, I mean, there's no way for her to sign that document. So I didn't know. I've been trying to call and emailing, and then I also sent, because they sent me a war letter for $208 a week, but then it asked me for my W-2s back to 2013. And I did fax that stuff over. I paid a bunch of money, and it was like 26 pages of information. So I just wanted to ensure that they received it to, you know, have my finalized numbers. And then as far as, you know, getting it approved without, I mean, my mom's not here anymore. So I don't know what to do.
Okay, give me one moment.
Hold on one second.
Okay, what is your social?
Hello, I'm back.
What is your social?
123-665-561.
So, can you repeat that for me?
123-665-561.
And what is your first and last name, your mother's maiden name, and your date of birth?
Shanice Smith. My mom's maiden name is Waithe, W-A-I-T-H-E, and my date of birth is 4383. I think that's everything you said.
Okay, give me a moment.
But if they needed it, I do have a copy of her death certificate. But other than that, I don't know.
Hey. Give me one moment, ma'am.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So what I can do, I can provide you the inquiry number, or I can provide you the website where you can go and upload your questions to submit a ticket so someone can follow up back with you.
I did that, and it said someone would call me, so I just figured that you were the person to call me back.
No, ma'am. That will be the inquiry department. So did you call that 800-361-452 phone number after 5 p.m.? And did you make an appointment?
I sent something through email. But every time I call that number after 5 o'clock, it says they have no more appointments left. And then it goes to the next day, and then it's just the same thing over and over and over.
But you can also do it on the website as well.
And that's what I did through the email. And it said, I just had it pulled up.
Okay.
It was just saying someone will contact you and just give them time. And
yes, ma'am. So what it looks like, you will have to just keep doing your weekly certifications right now. That's what we're showing.
Gosh. Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, just trying to see. So do you see that they received my fax with the W-2s from 2013? Like, is that showing in the computer? Because it's like, I didn't
I can't see that information on this line. If those are additional questions that you would have to speak to inquiry about, you can go to the website and upload your question. But from what I'm seeing, you would just have to keep filing your weekly certifications.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist with?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy your day.